Okay. Let's see here. So it's 25. 50 cents. Oh, perfect. It's me. Here I am. That's right, folks. If you were trying to listen to the other show, well, I've got bad news for you. It's the Dickfield Takeover. That's right. I've got my own podcast now. And I can say whatever I want, and I don't have to apologize for it. So get ready for some very liberal takes. You are not even going to believe these takes. How good they are, how liberal they are, and... You know, this is going to be a podcast that people can agree with. That's going to be people's reaction to this. They're going to hear what I have to say, and they're going to think, ooh, that Dickfield guy knows exactly what he's talking about. And if you disagree, with me, well, that's harassment. So if you're sitting there at home, not even interacting with me, but you happen to dislike anything that I say, that's a form of harassment, and I'll be sending the police to your house. And I would like to invite my co-host of the podcast to introduce himself. Go ahead, Jehoon. Go ahead and say hi to the people. Yeah, Jehoon is... he's from China, and I haven't really figured out why I chose a Chinese man to co-host the podcast with me yet, but I'm sure we'll work in that dynamic later. Isn't that right, Jehoon? Okay, yeah. I don't actually know what he's saying, but I felt that if we had a POC on the podcast, which... For my listeners that don't know, that stands for it stands for people of color, but I like to use the term prisoner of color because in a lot of ways it's like being a prisoner in America to be of a certain hue, and I don't respect the troops. I have no respect for them, but I do respect the color troops. People, prisoners of color. Because in my mind, they're the real veterans. Having to go to war every day with advertisements that only have pictures of white people in them. People like me. And it just disgusts me every time I see that. When I have to see another white man on the TV, I can't wait until they're all extinct, to be frankly with you. Isn't that right, Jehoon? Okay, well, he's got a turtle, and he's ripping its head off, so I don't know if, that's his culture. If he wants to... Okay, that's fine. You do whatever you want with that turtle. That's completely up to you. Folks, I have to tell you about an experience I had this morning that was deeply upsetting. And this is going to be the kind of stuff that we're going to cover mostly here on the Dickfield Diaries, which is the name of the podcast, by the way. If you had any interest in knowing what the podcast is going to be about, it's going to be stories like this. So I went into Starbucks this morning to get a coffee. And usually I like Starbucks because they have that tip jar in the front of the store. But, they have reasonable wages, I feel. And so you can just take money out of the tip jar to pay for your coffee. And they can't say anything to you because the customer is always right. The benefit of corporate stores is that you can get them fired by tweeting at Starbucks if they say anything that... you dislike. So usually I'll pay for things out of the tip jar. But today I just wanted to use the bathroom in there. So I went up to the front counter and I saw the barista and I said to the barista, excuse me, but where can I use my pussy? And I have to be honest with you folks, that might be confusing to some people who aren't as woke as I am. But I don't believe that genitals should be, fixed to certain genders. I don't think that the names of people's genitals should, something gender related with that. So, when I say, you know, I don't ever say my dick. That just sounds wrong to me. It doesn't look like a dick. It doesn't feel like a dick to me. It's, you know, and I guess penis is maybe a little bit too clinical. It makes me sound like I'm sick or something, you know. So I just like pussy. I like referring to it as my pussy. I like to be a pussy. I feel I identify more by saying that I have a pussy, and it's, you know, it's a very limp pussy most of the time, but sometimes my pussy, again, doesn't get hard. I like to think of it as wet, even though it doesn't really resemble anything wet, but instead of saying my you know, and I have an erection, I say my pussy is very wet right now, and I feel that that's, you know, very a very gender-neutral way to refer to my genitals. So when I, you know, go into a business and I say, where can I use my pussy? Obviously, I just mean, where is the bathroom? And I said that to the barista, and he says to me, excuse me? And I said, excuse me? First of all, you don't even, you know my gender, so why are you calling me sir? And he said, I'm not calling you sir. And that, I'll be honest, that was my fault. I did initially think that he had mentioned, you know, a gender, but he didn't. But you know, and he says to me, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, the bathroom. Where is your gender-neutral bathroom for me to evacuate all of the urine, the gender-neutral urine, out of my pussy? And he, you know, apologized and showed me where it was. But, you know, an apology's not enough these days. So I said, I think I'll be having my coffee for free today. And you know what he said to me, Jehoon?
Don't worry.
He said, I can't do that for you. And you should have seen the look on my face when I realized I wasn't getting that coffee for free. Okay, well, he's completely killed the turtle now. I don't know why he even has that. Well, he's fucking the turtle now. I guess that's part of his culture. If he wants to do that, that's fine by me. Well, you know, I don't really understand. Okay, you know, that's fine. So, let me follow up with this. Okay, all right, never mind. We're just going to drop this issue, and we're going to move on to something else, if that's okay, with my co-host. Okay, good. Did you have fun? Okay, well, normally I don't support animal cruelty, but if that's what you want to do, that's fine by me. Okay. All right, please don't eat it. Okay, yeah. He's eating the turtle now, so I guess that's going to be lunch for him, which is good, because I was worried I was going to have to buy it for him. Folks, we need to talk about this fainting scandal, this Hillary Clinton fainting scandal. First of all, let me say this. If you're not voting for Hillary Clinton, I'm not even addressing the people that are voting for Donald Trump, because those people, first of all, if you are voting for Donald Trump and you're listening to my podcast, guess what? That's rape. It's a form of rape. You're raping me, and it's harassment, and you're going to have to talk to the police pretty soon. I'm talking to the people that aren't going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Maybe there's another candidate that reflects your views more. Guess what? That's a vote for Donald Trump. You're basically, if you're voting for Jill Stein, you're a rapist. You're a male rapist. You're Brock Turner if you're voting for Jill Stein. You have to vote for Hillary. She's the only person you can vote for. Hashtag I'm with her. And, you know, first of all, fainting is not a big deal. I faint maybe 2 or 3 times a week. The other day, I thought I saw a spider in the bathroom. I was in the bathroom wiping my pussy, and it turns out it was just a shadow. But I immediately, while I've been trying this, somebody recommended to me, they have these stools now that you sit on while going to the bathroom, and it's supposed to help you. You know, actually, it's how they go potty in China. Isn't that right, Jehoon? Yes. No, don't do it now.
What order?
You don't. Please, just please keep your pants on. Do not go to the bathroom in my apartment. Okay, thank you. Sorry, folks. I was using these stools they have now that help you go to the bathroom. They're supposed to be better for your bowels because I have a medically tight anus. It's tighter than a normal person's anus. And I know that that seems like it would be a good thing, but it actually is very difficult for me to go to the bathroom unless I have diarrhea. So I have to get one of these stools, and I was sitting on the stool, and what do you know, a piece of lint comes by, and I said, "Oh no, a spider, I'm being raped. Somebody help me, I'm being raped in the bathroom," and I fainted. And I would have bashed my head against the sink. Luckily, my nose got in the way. And, you know, I was saved. And I woke up and I was covered in feces. And, you know, of course, I realized my mistake. And I had, you know, a bit of a laugh. And then I tried to figure out a way to blame it on somebody other than me. Because, you know, something like that certainly can't be my fault.
Gonga yoga. Gong.
Well, yeah, okay, I disagree with that, Jehoon, but, you know, I just, I wanted to blame it on somebody else, and I couldn't really find it out there, so, I faint all the time. It's not something that you should be embarrassed by, it's completely normal, and I think we really need to remember that, Hillary is strong, and she's, you know, stronger than I am. I bet if I had a push-up contest with Hillary Clinton, I would probably, shit myself. I do it pretty often, folks, so we can't really judge president-to-be for something like that. So, in... Okay. Jehoon here is, he seems to be turning very bright red. And... Okay. Alright, on his iPad, he's pulled up the Wikipedia page for turtle fucking poisoning. So I think I might have to see if he has enough money in his wallet for me to call him a taxi. Okay. Yeah, no, I understand that you're sick, but I don't have $8 to loan you. So you're going to have to figure out how you're going to get yourself to the hospital, Jim. I'm sorry, but if you want to go in business with me, you have to understand that, you know, I mean, there's going to be costs, and I'm not taking responsibility for any of them. So we're going to have to cut this one short. I was, you know, planning on doing a 3-hour, maybe 4-hour podcast where I defend Hillary point by point. You know, because really, all of these things that they say, oh, Hillary's, you know, she had private emails. Everybody has private emails. So are your emails not private? What does that matter? Who does it matter to? What does it matter? Who does it matter? It doesn't. Who is this? What is this? Where is it matter? None of you can answer that question. And there's anything that she does, Donald Trump has done a worse version of it. So, you know, if she has a private email server, guess what? Donald Trump has a private email server that's filled with the N-word. It's only got N-word on it and, you know, bad stuff about Hispanic, Mexican Chicanos, who I respect. So, closing... Okay, Jehoon, you're really going to have to pull it together for the last 5 minutes here. I have no patience for this. Okay? I understand you don't feel well, but you're hurting me on an emotional level. And emotions, you know, more important than physical feelings. That's something that I can't stress enough. Thanks for listening, folks. This has been the Dickfield Diaries. And Jehoon, do you have anything you want to plug? Okay, great, folks. So check out Jehoon's stuff. We'll be back, you know, whenever I can get back here in the Anthony Cumia Studios when, you know, they're having a discount on equipment rentals. And, you know, I'll see you folks around. Thank you.